Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
There's so many questions with the case against Richard Allen and these Delphi murders. I suppose one could say, well, I mean, if you're going to be a killer, you got to start somewhere if that's what you're going to do. But how often does somebody in their mid-40s decide, I think I'm going to go kill 2 girls out in the woods and that's it. And then just leave the bodies and put some sort of weird ritualistic thing on that this guy has no real history of being involved with. I mean, it just doesn't seem to add up.
It doesn't happen. You know, so, and you said, you know, you don't wake up one day and say, today I'm going to murder someone. Mm-hmm. These are escalations in behavior. Typically, there are mutilations of animals. There's violence there's other violence in their relationships that they have that are demonstrated that can be articulated. Even when there's depression involved with someone and mental health, they generally don't go to this extreme. And so also the other thing that we're missing here is a triggering event. Mm-hmm. You know, usually that someone that's on this unhealthy arc that's going to end in this type of violence, they're escalating to feeling disenfranchised, the victim mentality, being a wound collector, mental health, whatever the issues are. And then there's a triggering event that sends them over the edge that goes, I'm going to commit this crime and do this violence to another human being. What's the triggering event?
What's the motive? What's any of it? I mean,
I'm just flummoxed by the entire thing. Again, if I'm, and you know, when the trial starts and we see all the evidence, mm-hmm. you know, I'm hoping I'm not eating my words on all this, but from what we see, from what's being put out there, I just don't see how the confessions are matching the behavior.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we haven't seen the probable cause affidavit, so I'm really curious as to what exactly yeah, is right. there. I mean, that's why we have trials. That's why we do this, so we can, you know, look at the evidence before we make a final judgment. But again, it would just be so out of left field in human behavior in general. Even if you were to say there's a mental illness going on here or this or that, it still doesn't fit any of those molds. Look at like a Koberger or something like that. Obviously, he's innocent until proven guilty. But we can look at his behavior arc. We can look at all the things that led up to that day and go, that kind of makes sense. I could see that guy, you know, there's clearly an issue with women, very odd, you know, just sense of self, and go, yeah, I can see him doing that. Not this guy. I mean, fairly right. well-liked in this community, worked at the CVS, has kids, just kind of your average Joe. What he kind of seems like. So to go out on this limb to say that this is the guy, and I would think you would have to have something pretty damn strong in a probable cause affidavit to warrant the treatment that he's had over these years. Because, I mean, it's been extreme. It's been crazy. Or is it one of these situations where went too far at the beginning and somebody's covering up for bad behavior here and somebody's covering up for bad behavior here, and I'm talking on the part of law enforcement, not on his part, where it's like it just keeps escalating and then it's glaringly wrong, but we got to keep going. This is the path we've gone down, and now we can't dig ourselves out, so we might as well just keep digging down.
You know, and now and then we see this in cases. Now and then we see this in cases, and we just got done talking about it with Karen Reed mm-hmm. as well, where you're not, law enforcement isn't thinking ahead far enough to think of how big an impact or how big this case is when they all of a sudden resort to the lazy, easy answer. Mm-hmm. We don't like Karen Reed, so let's just make it easy. We heard her say she thinks she might have done it. Let's just pin it on her and be done with this. And so we'll be sloppy about everything we do because who cares? It's on her. No one likes her anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, again, I'm oversimplifying a very sure. complex and horrible case, but I think, in my opinion, it's a case of law enforcement got lazy because they thought they could. Mm-hmm. Same thing might have happened in this case. Hey, we got a guy that all of a sudden, you know, we kind of put some pressure on him. He's kind of depressed anyway. And so he's like, oh, here's an easy way to end my life. I'll just say I did it.
Yeah.
You know, so let's just make this easy and go with him. And so when you take the easy route, you're not paying attention, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and then all this mess happens because they just did a poor job. Because what I'm really curious about in this one as well is you have a defense team that cares very deeply and passionately about exonerating him and saving his life.
Yes.
There's a reason behind that as well. And I'm really, really curious about what they see, what they know. And I believe they think he's more innocent than Alan wants to be, just because he might even just be like, just at this point, I just give up. I mean,
yeah.
So think about this, put yourself, here's our empathy hat, be Alan.
Yeah.
If you are, again, from the little dots, very limited data points, if you're suffering from some depression, you're not feeling too good about yourself, and then all of a sudden someone accuses you of murder and you're like, screw it, might as well, I did it.
Yeah. And at this point, it'd be very easy to understand why he would be in that state, being mm-hmm. broken down as much as he had. But yeah. You got a good point there with the defense attorneys going through hell to keep trying to represent him and not just walking off going, yeah, he's probably guilty anyhow. Good luck.
And fighting to stay on his team
yeah.
when they were dismissed.
And they're not making any money on this either. That's the other part.
That is very unusual. I mean, this is a righteous group. And I use that word righteous because they believe it's extremely mm-hmm. important for them to do this.
Yeah.
There's compulsion in there, a human factor that's going into their behavior and their actions that is really important to keep part of this process and understanding as well, I think.
Yeah. And it says a lot too, that people are going to do that and spend a lot of their time, a lot of their, I mean, they're talking like when he was at the other facility, it was like a 2-hour drive just to go see him. And for no money either. They're not profiting off of this. I mean, maybe they'll do a book or something, but this is why I think, you know, good defense attorneys become defense attorneys for a case like this, where you can truly make a difference in someone's life if you truly believe that they are really being dealt a bad hand.
So here's an interesting way to kind of think about this as we're reflecting on Alan in this case. So now, since you mentioned Koberg, think about Koberger's lawyer and his mm-hmm. defense lawyer. This is a highly paid defense lawyer doing a lot of procedural work on the process. Mm-hmm. Seems very mechanical, very, very talented, doing a very good job. Sure. And even in the Rex Huerman case, you know, defense there, mm-hmm. very, very procedure-based, very, very doing my job-based. And then when you look at and you feel the emotional difference between Alan's defense team and all these others, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
And the big difference is, and we said it in espionage all the time, happy people don't commit espionage. Happy people or healthy people don't murder people. Mm-hmm. And when you have behaviors behind the scenes that inspire people to kind of line up with you like this, this Alan's either extremely, extremely well adept at manipulating people and manipulating his team to think this way about him, or he's just this kind of guy that they want to help. So yeah. It's an interesting way to kind of look at it.
Very much is. And again, it doesn't fit the profile of being a real manipulative guy either. So like, what is he? Yeah, that's the question.
Seems like a guy who just might have given up.
Yeah.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Message and data rates may apply, or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word CARE to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word CARE right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word CARE. That's #250 with the word CARE. #250 and CARE.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like, buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.